We hear again from our second reading where Luke records, "When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You who are loved by God and called to be a saint, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen." There are many reasons why we gather together in large spaces and crowds. Most recently, the large crowd that I participated in last night was cheering on our beloved Milwaukee Brewers down at American Family Field in Milwaukee. And what's the reason why people gather at such events? Because it was such a beautiful night outside? Because people were bored and had nothing better to do? Perhaps, maybe some of them went to the game for that reason. Was it because of the food? The food is good. It's gotten better. I'll say that. If you haven't been since they've renovated, the food has gotten slightly better. So that was one complaint that a lot of people had. But do they come for the food? Is that why they gather? Or is there another reason why people gather to cheer on the Milwaukee Brewers? Well, because they love the Brewers. They love cheering them on. Especially if you watch and follow the Brewers, and you were watching or listening to last night's game, it was a good night to go to, wasn't it? A walk-off game-winning home run in the bottom of the last inning to win it for the Brew crew. I would say that's probably the main reason why many people travel to cheer on the Brewers. There's many reasons why people gather together, whether it be a sporting event, a concert, a gathering of family and friends. There's many different hosts of reasons, and perhaps all of them could be valid and good reasons why people to gather together, to celebrate, to rejoice. For you, Zach, last weekend, your family and friends and your fellow classmates gathered together to celebrate your graduation, the culmination of your high school career, cheering you on, moving on our graduates to the next step of their life. Why do people gather together? In our second reading today, we find the disciples gathered again in the upper room, and we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why are they gathered together? In the many gatherings together, especially around the time of the resurrection, before Jesus appeared to them, they gathered together out of fear. Fear for their lives. Afraid that the religious leaders would arrest them too and put them to death. An agonizing and cruel punishment awaiting them. And so out of fear, they gathered together and locked themselves behind closed doors. But we find them here 50 days later, after the resurrection, after Jesus had appeared to them the first time, behind those locked doors of fear, speaking those words of comfort and reassurance, "Peace be with you." Calming their fears and their doubts and their worries. Showing them his pierced hands and feet and side. Showing that he was physically, bodily raised from the dead. That he who had once died and was laid into the tomb, now 3 days later, risen and living and breathing, eating and drinking in their midst. And then 40 days later, we just celebrated last Sunday the ascension of Christ as he rises into the heavens, leaving them bodily, leaving them once again. And you would think they would be returning and reverting back to their fear. Their master, their rabbi, their savior and Messiah gone again. Why gather here? You would think, well, that's it. Time to pack up and go back home. Time to be a fisherman again, or tax collector. Why gather here on this Pentecost, this Feast of Weeks, a major Jewish festival that gathers in the harvest and asks the Lord's blessing upon it? Why do they gather in this upper room? Because Jesus told them to. Jesus told them to gather together in Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Helper. As we hear in our gospel reading today from John chapter 14, where Jesus reminds them that he is sending them the power from on high to be the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the one that would guide them to know all truth and to understand all scriptures. And even within the first chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we see Jesus giving that command again to his disciples. Wait, and you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the Helper. Wait, and then you will be my witnesses in Judea and to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. They gather here because, one, their Lord has told them to, but also because they are waiting for that which the Lord has promised to give to them. And we see that Pentecost day comes and goes, and his words of promise are fulfilled for the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Helper, the guide who would help them to know all of God's holy word and to go out as his witnesses to share the gospel of life and love and forgiveness and hope to all the world. The reason why they are gathered here is because Jesus is with them, and he's with his church in these early infancy stages. We know the reason why the disciples are gathered there on that Pentecost day. But now we have to turn the question on ourselves. Why are we gathered here today? There might be a whole host of reasons why you are gathered here. Perhaps you're gathered here today because your grandparents and parents forced you to go to church growing up. And so now it's just stuck with you habitually. And you just come here every Sunday, day in and day out. Perhaps you come here to get your Sunday social fix. This is the way to socialize. And then that's it. Perhaps you gather here, not saying you do, but perhaps people gather in the church because it makes them look better than the rest of society, a world around us that we see crumbling left and right, following any sort of teaching and doctrine out there on the streets. While perhaps these might be valid reasons in our thoughts, when we get to the heart of it, all of those reasons and many more like them stem from a selfish heart. We hear that in our Old Testament reading from Genesis. The people of Babel were building a tower as high as the heavens to reach the heavens and the gods, to make themselves prominent. We'll make a name for ourselves that people will remember us for all times. But God steps in and says, not so fast. And he scatters them, and they leave their work undone. You see, we don't gather here for selfish reasons or intentions. Not to make ourselves look better, or because we've been told to. So then why do we gather here? Why do we gather here together in this one space? What I would argue is the same exact reason why the apostles gathered on that first Pentecost day. We gather here because, one, Jesus wants us to be here. He tells us to be here. But even more importantly, we gather here because Jesus says he's going to be here. He's promised to you that he is here. He's here in his word and his sacramental grace, in the waters of holy baptism, and in the body and blood of Christ, in with and under the bread and the wine. Jesus has promised to be here, to send you his Holy Spirit, to fill your hearts and minds with the joy of believing and knowing Christ and all that he has to offer to you, hope and life, forgiveness of sins, and the joy and the comforting reassurances and promises that Christ gives to you daily. Not just individually, but collectively as the church. That wherever Christ's word is preached and the sacraments are rightly administered, there Christ has promised to be there for you. To be with you. Leading you and guiding you to know all the truth and all the beauties of the Holy Scriptures. Why else might we gather here? Well, for the sense of community, too. To gather all together as one. Thinking back, right, to my opening illustration of the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, there was a few Padres fans, but they're not Cubbies fans, so we don't really care about them. We'll let them enjoy the game, right? But the vast majority, and it was a packed house last night. It's a beautiful night for a game. But everyone was there cheering on the Milwaukee Brewers. It was beautiful. It was awesome, especially with the game-winning home run at the end of the game. Everyone cheering, standing on their feet. A sense of camaraderie. A sense of joy and passion. We all gather together, not only to receive from Jesus his word and sacraments, we gather here to be in community with one another. To be the church, the ecclesia, the community of believers, the community of the faithful followers of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, encouraging and supporting one another through mutual care. Through the joys and the highs and blessings of life, and through the sorrows and the sadness and the pain and losses that life brings its way as well. So that we might gather together and to support one another and to lift up one another and to encourage one another with the word and promises that Christ has given to each and every one of us. To remind one another that what Christ is doing here in our midst and through each and every one of us individually. Reminding one another that Christ continues to send his Holy Spirit to be with us. To fill our hearts and minds to know Christ and to rejoice in his gifts and blessings. And then why else do we gather? Again, the same as the apostles. For just as Christ promised to be with them and to give them all the gifts of heaven, he sent them out, equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit to share the gospel, to share his love with the world around them in Jerusalem and throughout all Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Christ does the same in and through you today as well. For indeed, he gathers you, enlightens you with his gifts from the Heavenly Father. His word and sacraments, to strengthen and encourage one another, but now he is equipping you as well, his disciples today, to know his blessed word and to go into the world and live it. That as you hear the word of God proclaimed to you this day, as you receive his gifts, you are equipped by the Holy Spirit to live as his disciples, to love like Jesus loves us, to go out into the world and to serve and to care for the needs of others around you, so that they too would see the reason why we gather here in this place. Not to make ourselves look better than the rest of the world, but to show them Jesus. And to show them all that Jesus has done for you and as well for those that you minister and witness to as well. And so I would encourage you this day, this Feast of Pentecost, that as you gather in this blessed and sacred space, that you know well the reason why we gather here is because Jesus comes to serve you, to bless you, to nourish your hearts and minds with the word and the sacramental grace that forgives you of all your sins. But in this space, whenever you are gathered, Christ is sending his Holy Spirit upon you, not just here this Pentecost feast day, but every Lord's Day and every opportunity that we gather together, the Lord Jesus is equipping you with his Holy Spirit to be his hands and feet, to share the love of Jesus, like we often say here at St. Mark, with one another and with the whole world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue.